what happened is that at the end of year party for the Broadcasting Council, producers were invited and owners of radio stations, and the minister was speaking to us and he was saying, at this point in time when the country is going through a transitional period, when we are changing from the movement system of government to the multi-party system of government, it will be important that the owners of radio stations and the producers make sure that their radio stations are not used to utter out statements that will affect the transitional period.
How does that affect you and your work as a talk show host and a producer? For example, are you concerned that a caller or a guest may say something that will be seen by the government as being politically incorrect, as being some kind of criticism that the government would not approve of?
Well, what has been happening is that there is a law in existence. The Electronic Media Statute makes the radio station or the producers liable for any broadcasts that come out on radio. And now what has been happening is that we have call-in programs where people call from wherever they are to contribute programs. We also have other people coming for programs because there's a new style of broadcasting where we have open-air discussions. We could invite in people to discuss on issues of national interest. Now, for the first time, when the government enforces this, it means the people who have been speaking freely will be affected because the radio stations will not want to be in problems because of the comments made by people that come on radio. So in a way, it will affect the freedom of speech.
Joshua, how do these new restrictions affect the way that you plan your daily show? For example, you had a topic, a discussion on homosexuality several weeks ago that was criticized by the government. Can you tell me a bit about that, and would you do it differently today, knowing that the government would criticize you for discussing a taboo topic?
Well, in fact, the minister, when we met him at the end of year for the Broadcasting Council, he re-echoed that. He said the government will not allow any kind of broadcast that seemed to be promoting homosexuality. Now, what happened is that according to the laws that we have in the country today governing the broadcasting, there is no particular law that says broadcasting programs or hosting people, self-confessed gays, is prohibited. But they were reciting the Penal Code, which talks about promoting obscenity. The question was, is a mere mention of the word homosexuality tantamount to obscenity? Because when you look at the definition of obscenity, it doesn't mention in a way issues of homosexuality.
As a broadcaster, do you feel that topics such as homosexuality or AIDS and just human sexuality in general, is it appropriate for a Ugandan audience, or is it traditionally taboo and should remain so?
We work as a mirror of society. The fact is we have homosexuals in this country, and I think their views should be heard such that we can make informed positions about this. The homosexuals have written to the Constitutional Review Commission are requesting that the issues of homosexuality be decriminalized in the judicial system of this country. So we were doing exactly that, giving them the opportunity to be heard, such that members of parliament, such that the public can have an informed opinion about homosexuality.
But doesn't the government have a right to set the parameters of morality or moral discussion?
Well, the politicians complained. Even on radio, of course, there were mixed reactions because we operate call-in programs where people call to utter out their views. And some callers were indeed not happy with the kind of broadcast that were being put on air. So it is true, the public here, very many people do not support issues of homosexuality. But we also have the minority who support issues of homosexuality. So what we are doing is not that we support homosexuality as a radio station, but to make sure that even this minority view comes out.
Does the threat by the government to close radio stations that either abuse the president or use offensive language, does that change the way you are dealing with programs as a radio host or a broadcaster?
What we are doing is that we are making sure that we have appropriate technology that we can employ to make sure that, you know, we do some kind of censoring, although we are making it in a way that our broadcasts are not affected, that we can have the opinion of the minority, although they may not be popular opinion, to be heard, such that the public can have a balanced opinion of what they hear on radio. If we have some minutes delay when a caller calls, and we have some kind of delay such that we can have a listen through what the caller is trying to say and see what we can do about the broadcast. This has a very big impact on what comes out, because that means you're going to censor the calls to see if what the caller is saying does not anger the authorities. Besides that, it is a very expensive technology for radio stations such as we have in this country.